You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Welcome back to another episode of the Guided Collective podcast. And you know what? It's not just any episode. This is the 100th episode. I am in quite the celebratory mood, not just to mark this milestone, but because it coincides with a rather big pivot I've been quietly moving through behind the scenes for a few months, or in truth, for many years. And now I can share it with you. So get comfy while I share a little bit more of a personal story today. It's about my journey with change and finding the courage to do what's aligned with my purpose, even if it's risky to my mind. I hope you'll stick around to the end of the episode as I'll share three key takeaways that will hopefully help you as you're moving through your own change, whether that's now or in the future. Because our signs and messengers aren't always what we expect. May my story today help you see your own signs and messages a little bit differently. Now, like many of you, 2020 brought quite the transformation. I was actually really ready for change, but when COVID hit, its impacts actually resulted in one of the busiest periods in my business, I think, ever. I already knew that I wasn't working in a sustainable way. My body was telling me so, and all of the signs from Chris and the universe as a whole were there too. But things weren't slowing down, and so I kept showing up and helping however I could. I found that this beautiful community of the Guided Collective had more questions than usual. But honestly, it was proving rather unsustainable to continue to answer them in the way that I was. The nature of 2020 left many of us asking questions about our lives, me included. Questions about how we were living and who and what we were focusing our time and energy on, how we wanted to raise our kids, how we wanted to experience the world around us. And so alongside answering literally hundreds and hundreds of everyone else's questions last year, I had plenty of my own to answer too. Life began to work overtime to bring me the answers I needed. And these answers became even clearer as life served me up the right mirrors at the right time to see what I needed to see. Now, the first mirror showed up as I started writing my second book. I haven't really shared too much about it until now because honestly, it was forcing me to move through quite a lot of my own questions and answers. Not surprisingly, and probably rather ironically, this is the theme of the book: how to ask and answer your own big questions. Now, I'll be sharing more about this book soon because, amazingly, pre-orders open in just a few weeks and it will be out in bookstores from early May. I can't believe how fast this year is already whizzing by. But I mention it now because writing that book prompted me deeper into my own big questions. Like I said, questions about my life, my health, what's sustainable, who and what I truly have the energy and capacity to give to and receive from. And some of the answers started to surprise me. While there were other mirrors in my health and some of my relationships throughout last year, the second mirror I want to share took on the shape of the Little Sage Oracle cards. Bringing them back to life was quite the journey, which I've already previously mentioned on the podcast. As I followed the breadcrumbs to bring these cards back into restock, answers I'd been waiting for many years started to turn up, and not just about the cards. about everything else these cards represent to me. Some of you have been following along for long enough to remember my entire business used to be called The Little Sage. There I ran workshops and courses. We had an online store full of tools and all of these supports that you might need to live more intuitively. And frankly, running that business was one of the big loves of my life. But I closed it not long after my second daughter, Rose, was born. And instead, I shifted my focus to mentoring individuals and groups and, incidentally, writing two books. Ever since I closed the doors to The Little Sage, I've missed it. I have frequently thought of it, thought of reviving it, frequently asked Chris, my spiritual support team, if it was time to bring it back. Would it ever be time to bring it back? And the answer was always not yet. In the midst of 2020, asking big questions about what's next for me and my family, the answer I'd been waiting for finally appeared. It is indeed time to bring the Little Sage back. And not just the oracle cards that you have heard me talk about for some time now, but the whole shebang. I'm recreating this online hub to help you be your own oracle. Because we all have big questions. And if we know how to ask, receive, interpret, and act on our guidance, big shifts happen. And I believe it all starts by connecting or reconnecting with our own little sage, that wise inner mentor who knows the answers to our questions. So I am beyond thrilled to be bringing it back to life and to now have told you about it. It has felt like this secret that I've been keeping for some time. But the Little Sage Oracle cards, of course, are a really big part of this. But so too are my meditations, my books and programs, and it will be kicking off with Mastery of the Oracle, which is a self-guided exploration of my oracle cards, how to perform readings for yourself and for others. And so if you've actually been enjoying the recent series on the podcast about the oracle cards, I'm pretty sure you will love the Mastery of the Oracle, where you'll learn how to read the cards like a pro by learning from one. Of course, I'm going to add links to all of that in the show notes. Now, I have some really big plans for the Little Sage, and frankly, I always have. It feels like I'm coming back into alignment with a very big part of not only my soul's purpose, but my life's purpose too. Because we have a say in our soul work. We get to do the work that lights us up, that brings us joy, while we're hopefully also bringing joy to others too. So asking those big questions last year, answers started turning up. And once I secured a distributor for the oracle cards, everything else began to fall into place, not only for the business, but for me. Answers to some very long-term health issues started turning up and are still unfolding, which I'm so excited about because I am really ready for that to change. Answers on some big questions for our children turned up too. Answers on our home and how we want to live turned up. And I'm very excited, but also a little nervous to get started on some exciting home renovations really soon. Answers on where I want to focus my energy and time made themselves very clear to me too, and the people that I wanted to focus my energy and time on. And I've got to admit that wasn't always in the easiest of ways. And so here's why I'm sharing this personal story with you today. Of course, I'm super excited to share with you that the Little Sage is re-emerging, but I also wanted to highlight three key things. First, asking big questions about our lives is actually a portal into our path and purpose, if we let them be. And the answers can be life-altering. And like I hinted before, my second book is geared towards this. I cannot wait to share it with you soon. The second is that life is always answering your questions, just not always in the ways you might expect. Of course, I talk a lot about signs and dreams and oracle cards, but they're often just confirming what we're being shown or what we already know deep inside. Sometimes the mirrors are our life events, relationships, health, and the very questions we are asking. The questions are the sign. The questions are the prompt. And they're all pointing us deeper, if we know where to look, and are willing to move through the changes they're asking us to move through. And three, sometimes answers take a long time to appear, maybe because we're not ready or willing to truly receive them. Then at other times, we actually already have the answers, but the action comes much, much later. Just because we know something to be true and right for us doesn't mean it's true and right for us now. The wait between where we are and what we want is the lesson. And over these past few years, for me, there's been a ton of them. And perhaps that is a share for another day. So, if you've made it to this part of the episode, thank you. Not just for listening into today's story, but for tuning in here each and every week and for being here through the last phase of the journey of my soul work. It is my sincere hope I may continue to support you into the future. I would love for you to go and check out The Little Sage. It's at thelittlesage.com. Join our Sage Society. Follow us on Instagram. And may I remind you, I'm not going away. You'll find me in all the usual places on Instagram and the newsletter and, of course, at this podcast. I will be back next week with another installment of the Guided Collective podcast. And who knows where we each may be guided next. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.